This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 19th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian martyrdoms are reaching record levels for the modern world, according to the recent annual report from Open Doors. The Persecution Watchdog Group has recorded that 4,761 Christians were killed for their faith in 2020. That's up from 2,983 Christians in 2019 and 4,305 Christians in 2018. About half of those killed occurred in Nigeria, Africa, at the hands of radical Muslims. Most of the murders occurred at the hands of extremist, anarchical groups, not by governments. Today, before he leaves office, President Donald Trump will release another list of 100 presidential pardons. Pray for justice, and pray for Philip Zotiades today, serving time for a trumped-up crime as defined by God's laws. You can send an email to the White House asking that President Trump pardon Zotiades. Tomorrow, as God wills it, America will have a new president. The inauguration ceremonies are scheduled to begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, as U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts administers the oath to Joe Biden. Following the oath, the 46th president will give his inaugural address to the nation. Over the next 4 years, 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 2 instructs us to pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. For the first time in 17 years, the United States has submitted in part to the Romans 13 and Genesis 9:6 mandate. Attorney General William Barr resumed the death penalty for the most egregious murderers convicted in federal courts. As a result, 13 murderers have been executed in the last 6 months. According to the New York Post, Dustin John Higgs was put to death on Saturday morning on charges of kidnapping and murdering three women in 1996. Genesis 9 verse 6 says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man." Positioned to take the place as the most powerful economy in the world, China's 2020 gross domestic product finished in the black at 2.3%, reports the Associated Press. Meanwhile, America's economy is expected to contract by 3.5%, according to recent estimates from the Conference Board. While China increased its exports by 3.6%, the U.S. is estimated to have lost about 13.3% in exports in 2020, year over year. The annual March for Life in the nation's capital is canceled this year, the first time in 45 years. Two reasons were given. First, COVID-19, and second, the, quote, heightened pressures that law enforcement officers and others are currently facing in and around the Capitol, end quote. The rally will be an online event. A district court has dismissed charges against a Moscow, Idaho man who was arrested for singing outdoors without a mask. Gabriel Wrench was arrested and charged after the group from Christ Church sang Amazing Grace in the Moscow City Hall parking lot on September 23, 2020. He's being represented by the Thomas More Society. Pew Research found that 88% of the 117th Congress call themselves Christians, but the report also points to a marked increase of the unchurched or non-denominationally affiliated Christians over the last 12 years from 7% to 18%. The Catholic News Agency reports on two pro-life Democrats left in the House. One Democrat U.S. senator claims to be pro-life, and three Republican U.S. senators support abortion. So, while 88% of the 117th Congress call themselves Christian, 51% of the Democrat and Republican members are pro-abortion. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." Matthew 7, verses 15 to 16. And finally, a Pennsylvania couple has been blessed with 9 children in the space of just 3 years. The Epoch Times reports that Maxine and Jake Young had their first natural-born son in October of 2018. Shortly after that, they adopted four foster siblings who had been living with the couple for a year. The surprises were not over yet, though. In late 2019, Maxine was pregnant again, this time with, you guessed it, quadruplets. Theo, Silas, Beck, and Cecilia were delivered by C-section in July of 2020. That makes 9 children in 3 years. Quite a quiver indeed. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.